You get the human side of the story. You talk to families where there's whole generations, three or four generations that have worked in the steel industry. We met some brilliant young apprentices, young woman studying metallurgy as an apprenticeship here and working in college, two young guys, one was doing electrician apprenticeship, the other one was doing a steel apprenticeship. Fantastic. Very optimistic young people. Then we met some school students who wanted to work here and are part of the scheme that comes in and sees how it works from their school. So this is a town that wants to be part of a manufacturing economy in Britain, and I'm very inspired by those, particularly those young people. I thought they were absolutely brilliant. I think we need to recognise we need a government with an industrial strategy that is prepared to intervene. If we don't have a steel industry, we don't have any other manufacturing industry that we can call our own in this country, because we wouldn't be able to make the essentials for bridges, for pipes, for cars, for everything that's in our homes and all the buildings that we're trying to build. It might be too late for some of the jobs that are under threat here. I hope not. And that's why we had a special debate in Parliament yesterday that we initiated from the Labour opposition benches on steel.
Just how far will you take this fight? Because you just mentioned in there about going to Beijing, going that far.
We raised the issue in Parliament before the Chinese president visited. We secured a meeting with the president, Hillary, Ben, Angela Eagle and myself, and we put to him very strongly the case about steel dumping. And we then had a much longer meeting with the Chinese trade minister. He promised to come back to us on these issues. And if necessary, we'll go to Beijing and continue that argument, because we cannot allow steel to be dumped all over the world at less than the price of production, which is so ruinous to highly skilled communities like this that have made steel, that has made the bridges, the trains, the rails, the cars and everything else that we have in this country.
If you were Prime Minister, what would you be doing right now?
Immediately intervening on the energy costs issue, immediately intervening in the World Trade Organization on the Chinese, and if necessary going to Beijing and confronting them with the issue of dumping. I wouldn't accept the idea that we have to just live by the vagaries of world free market economics. We need a government that's prepared to intervene.